I joined the Army as a conscientious objector.
A conscient... who?
I'm a pacifist.
You're a thing that babies suck on.
No, dude, that's a pedophile. Tucker, I think he means a pacifier. Oh, yeah, right. Man, I was totally thinking about something else. That's real classy, Tucker.
I once really gazed into the eyes of flames.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game! No! Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to the game to die slain.
I can't play these video games.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Episode 33 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. It is February... is it 6th now? No, it's the 5th. Which is a neat day because... somebody's birthday.
Yep.
Kobar.
Happy birthday, Kobar.
Thank you.
This was like an hour ago, if even that. It was at 2 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock in the morning now.
So pair of ducks.
The latest time that we've ever recorded. We do have, excuse yourself, Wolf, you're not even supposed to be here today.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
And he's basically not going to be. It's just going to be, mainly it sounds like Kobar and I, because somebody's sucked into Final Fantasy and he doesn't care enough about anything else to lean over and comment or listen to us. So expect periodically, holy shit, I just did 85 points of damage, cutting into the discussion. Glad we were able to pull ourselves away enough to whip this up here.
What?
You know, and again, I got a pile of email now of stuff that I want to talk about. Like stuff that we really should talk about. Really cool stuff that people want to hear about. And somehow we have a topic again. Which usually never happens. Usually it's just us, you know, with whatever information we could gather up that was somewhat worthy to talk about. And we're usually just trying to fill time, it sounds like. You know, a lot of the time we don't really have like a set topic for each show. There's no like real topic. You know, I mean, the Final Fantasy ones, they were on topic, but everything else is just such a hodgepodge mix of whatever we could find in the news. And this time we wanted to do something that was, like, looking ahead, what we're going to see in the next, like, 2 or 3 years in console and PC gaming. And you know, this includes handheld and everything. Just to kind of speculate a little bit on what we're going to see and, you know, listen to some of the rumors that are out now. It was a little hard to find information on some of these, but...
especially Nintendo stuff.
That was the hard one. That was the one where it was just like, yeah,
they're
you're
keeping
not...
tight lips on what they're doing.
They really are. It's just insane. I can't find a damn thing on it, really. So, I'm going to start with the Xbox, only because it's at the top of my list here. It just happened to be like the first thing I went after, because it was on the top of my notes for the week of things I ran into that I was going to look at later to do this, this like, looking ahead episode here. And not directly related to... the Xbox 2 or the Xbox Next or whatever the hell they're going to call the stupid thing, was that they released this is the rumor now, and there's like a really good-looking mock-up out on the internet of a crystal Xbox. That's what they're calling it, and it's like, it's just clear plastic, see-through plastic. It's supposed to have a 20-gig hard drive, which is more than the ones currently have, the black ones.
Huh.
And it was, I just wanted to mention it because I thought it was strange that who is going to buy that thing? People that don't have an Xbox already or people that have an Xbox already and want the crystal one? You know it's going to only sell to people that have an Xbox, and I just thought, oh, this is cool, you know?
Anybody who's going to want an Xbox has one,
right? Exactly.
Especially since they already went down in price, probably just about as much as they're going to until the next-gen stuff comes.
Yeah, it's going to, yeah, exactly. I think so, too. So this is more than just like a little gimmicky thing. You know, I wouldn't mind having a crystal one over the black one if not all the things here were black. You know, because like if I didn't have any kind of color scheme to it, you know, I'd think, wow, a crystal would be cool. And what would happen? I'd probably go out and get one and then try to sell my other one on eBay. You know, and it would just, I mean, it would be nice to have the bigger hard drive, but I don't scratch the one I have. You know, I mean, there's nothing used up on my hard drive on that Xbox. It's like I've got a million save games on there, and that it still hasn't moved. It still says it's, you know.
The funny thing is, the best use for that hard drive would be copying games onto it.
Yeah, it might even be a little small, though, 20 gigs. Because all the mod chip guys put in, like, 120-gig drives, you know, so they can copy a bunch of that crap on there. But, I mean, you know, that's expensive. 120 gig drives, yeah. You know, I mean, unless you can get a deal on it for like $60, which, I mean, they're all over. You just got to pay attention and, you know, look. But then there's the whole mod chip thing, too. There's another $50 and the knowledge about soldering and all that.
Yeah, not, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Speaking of...
You can screw up a console with a bad foot in one of those.
Ode proved that. I remember on the show a couple months ago we were talking about when he tried to do his PlayStation 2. He tried to solder it in there. He screwed up his PS2. Ended up buying an Xbox after that. I don't know why. He didn't play games other than crap. He played Final Fantasy for like 1 hour a week and no other game ever. So I don't know what his deal is, but maybe he's too busy with stuff anyway. But interesting about the mod chips, though. Italy, they went to court there over mod chips. And the courts in Italy, now here it's like, you're not opening your box, it's owned by Microsoft, you have a license to play this damn thing in your house, you can't do anything to it. Italy though, this is what the judge said. Consumers are free to do with it what they want.
This is what they should be.
It should be. It really should be. They shouldn't like totally screw, you know, the people that want to take their console a little further, you know what I mean? Granted, you know, the majority of it's used for piracy, but not all of it. So they cannot fall back on the piracy argument.
Yeah.
They cannot just sit there and say, well, people are going to pirate this. No, people want to run Linux on their Xbox. People want to watch movies on their Xbox that are in DivX format or something different than DVDs. I do. I would. You know, I would much rather use DivX than that. I just like the idea of a file that I can move around, you know, rather than a DVD of something. If I scratch it once, I'm screwed.
Yeah, DVDs have like 20 files on them or something, I think.
Yeah, yeah, there's all, yeah, the way they break it up is really neat. It's well, neat for them, but
yeah.
It sucks for us because then we're pacing them together and trying to do all kinds of crazy stuff. But let's see. So actually, let's just go right into the details of what we do know currently about the next Xbox, which is the only concrete thing that I know about it is that ATI is doing the graphics. We know that. I mean, that's kind of been around for a long time. ATI is going to go with the graphics now.
I wonder why they switched from NVIDIA.
They got into a big fight over the price. Yeah, they what happened, you know, Microsoft wanted to pay less, you know, and then they found out it sells really good. Well, reasonable. I mean, they're making money off of it. You know, yeah. NVIDIA's making money for selling the chips, and they want to keep their profit. You know, they want to make some money. But this screws us, because how hard is it going to be for the Xbox 2 to run Xbox One games? I mean, this is a complete change in graphics architecture here, and they're not going to be putting in, like, an NVIDIA chipset in there anyway just to run the old game.
Yeah, and console games are very much encoded for the hardware.
It's like nothing now to run a PS2.
Yeah.
Or PS1, I'm sorry.
That's true.
It's like nothing. So, which is really cool, though, and we know that Sony's going to, you know, aim for putting a PlayStation 2 compatibility in the PlayStation 3, right? So Microsoft knows this, too, that they're going to at least try. So Microsoft needs to try. They need to come up with something that's going to allow us to play our Xbox One games on our Xbox 2.
Oh, yeah. Backwards compatible.
You know, that's a big selling point.
Once the PS2 did it, it's going to be pretty much acquired.
I hope.
The GameCube couldn't do it because they switched
format. They switch format every time they come out. I mean, it gets insane. Yeah, I mean, it's just like they do it kind of screwed up, but... Now, which is something too, I keep hearing about the N5. That's, I guess, the code name for the next GameCube, the successor to the GameCube, the N5.
I think it's more like what the rumor mill is calling it.
Probably, because it's going to be like the fifth Nintendo console, right. So they slapped N5 on it, and the only thing I know about it is that they're going to be showing something at
E3. Yeah, that's all I've been able to find too.
Seriously, that's it. I mean, I stumbled across, I don't know, I even wrote it down, what about GameSpy had a thing, but then that's all they said, was that they said that they're going to show something at E3 2004. Great. But that doesn't do a whole lot for us now. I mean, you know, I'm sure we're going to do this show again, you know, like a looking ahead kind of thing maybe next year or two where we get a little bit closer and details come out more about all this stuff. But right now, I just thought it'd be kind of fun to just talk about this kind of stuff and think about what we're going to see, you know, in the future here. Now, some of the things with the Xbox I've heard also was that one of the Microsoft's biggest things is that they're aiming for a smaller box. They don't want to, because they were made a lot of fun of for having such a big machine.
Especially in Oriental countries.
So, yeah. Everything's so small anyway. It's bigger than their 13-inch TV. I put it under that TV over there. It can be like the stand for it. But see, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's just a fine size. I don't see why it's so, I mean, put your PlayStation 2 next to it and it's not a whole lot bigger. Yet nobody complains about the PS2. You know? Yeah, but it's a lot burlier.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot
of... Yeah, and then you got on the hard drive and the network adapter for the PS2, and that thing gets huge.
It does. It does. It gets insane. At least it slides up in there. You know, the hard drive goes, like, kind of up inside, and the network adapter will go behind it. But it's still this big, huge monster thing that it's bigger than everybody seems to think it is. I know that. Set them side by side, and the Xbox isn't, like, monstrous. I mean, it's pretty big, but it's not like it's the size of, like, a TV or anything.
It is kind of heavy.
It is kind of heavy. It is, but you don't move it a whole lot.
The only complaint I have about the Xbox container is that the top is rounded.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't stick anything on top
of it.
Which
is, I think they did that on purpose, though.
Probably.
I think they really did. I think they did because, you know, I can see, like, you know, some kid who's got one and his mom is like, oh, look how cute this is. I can put a plant on top of it. And then she goes to water it and water gets down in it, you know. And then people would set their drinks on it, you know, like when you're playing. Like, if you know, a lot of people, like, don't have, like, a thing for it, like an entertainment center, and they pull it out on the floor. I know Hooks does. He plays his with on the floor, you know, and I know if it was flat, I know he would put drinks on it. I know he would. I would.
Well, see, I don't have an Xbox, but if I did, I'd want to be able to put my PS2 on top of it. The Xbox is too heavy for me to want to put my PS2 on top of it. PS2s are fragile. The things break left and right. I mean, I know people who have owned 4 PlayStation 2s.
Yeah, huh. What is with that? Now, but there's an interesting problem with the Xbox. How come we keep hearing about the DVD drives failing off? Constantly. Cushion even says something about that. Yeah, but it's not the disc.
No,
I have come home, bought a game, put it in,
to drive,
and boom. Remember when we got Soul Calibur 2? Yeah. I came home that day, and it did not read it. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Those dirty disc drive errors are
it's
huge.
It's so bad.
I'm a cheap ass driver.
I don't think it's the drive either.
I think it is the drive.
It is?
I think it is only based on what I was reading. You know, there's a lot of people, when they send it out, all it gets replaced is the drive. And some of the mod chip dudes were like, it's the drive. So go out and buy a $30 drive that'll last you forever. I mean, I punished the DVD drives on my computers, and they have lasted quite a while. And I kicked their ass. And I have had them break, but I beat the hell out of them. I really do. I mean, they get probably used more than most of the stuff in my computer. And the Xbox, I barely use, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, I've already got major problems with it. So hopefully Nintendo, God, why do I keep saying that? Microsoft has learned something, and they're going to put a little bit, you know, higher quality product in their, in the Xbox next. Another interesting thing,
they're going to lose money already like that.
Well, everybody loses money on consoles except for Nintendo. They're the only ones who make profit on hardware. Everybody sells it at a loss, only to get it in the house. Which, you know, of course, Microsoft says they're concerned with keeping costs low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we know that, right?
$100, you still making money?
You know, I don't know about it is now. I don't know about it, about if they're still making money now, but I wouldn't doubt that they are.
Oh.
I would bet that Nintendo's still making money at $100. Maybe even $1, but I bet they're still making money.
So, we'll talk about it when we get to the starting section.
Okay. Let's see. Also, I want to talk about the cost. I don't know why did they make it sound like it's such a big deal. Everywhere I looked, it said that Microsoft was going to make it, they were worried about the cost. Now I'll tell you right now how much the damn thing's going to cost us. $300. So, and everything I'm reading, everything I read on it said that they're worried about the cost to the consumer. To the consumer. Now, we know it's going to be $300. There's absolutely no way they're going to try to sell a console at $400. There's no way.
Well, I don't know.
You're going to have to pay $400 that day, though, when you get an extra controller and a game and some...
When it came out.
The Neo Geo, dude. Yeah, okay. Look at how long ago that was. Look at the... And what happened to it?
But consoles used to be cheaper when they first came out.
You know, I thought they were too.
I think they were $200 when they first came out. The PlayStation and the N64.
I wanted to say that too, right? They were like $200.
PS2 and Xbox and GameCube
bumped it up another
$300.
Yeah.
So the next generation might very well be $400.
I think it's still, even in 2 years from now, I think it might still be too soon for $100 jump. I you know what I mean? Like consumers won't be ready for $400. Because
$400 is quite a bit.
It is. That's pretty scary, though.
That's still almost a video card.
Well,
and how many times do you have to replace a video card compared to a console?
I replace my video cards way more often.
Yeah.
I really do. Like every, what, 2 generations of cards. So it's like once every year and a half, I'd say I really do it. Yeah, and then the console lasts like 3, 4, 5 years sometimes.
Yeah, and it's
so,
every piece.
Yeah.
And you're replacing more than, in that 3 or 4 years, you've replaced more than one piece of equipment in your computer.
That,
if you're trying to keep up with gaming.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but this is what we do, so you know we try to.
Everybody has their own, what they spend their money on. And
yeah, they're exactly like their little hobby, their interests, you know.
Right.
We actually talked a lot about that last show. It was the budget one where we were talking a lot about, you know, inexpensive. That was the word that we decided that was the best. Inexpensive. Yeah. But, let's see. Backwards compatible. Oh, here's a really, really strange rumor about this Xbox Next. I don't know how this one came out. If somebody probably made it up, you know, and put it on their site, or somebody read it somewhere on somebody's made-up post on a forum. But they're talking about not having a hard drive in it. Now, I imagine that's a cost thing. Right? Because you notice that you can go out and buy a 120 gig drive for $60, and you can get a 40 gig drive for like $50. You know what I mean? So like the cost of drives are pretty high, no matter how, you know, put the size.
Aside from, using your Xbox as like a web TV or something, I never really understood a whole lot of need for a hard drive.
Well, I don't use mine as much as I probably should. You know, so I don't think that I would miss it. I don't. I do like that you don't have to fish around for memory cards.
It's fast.
You know, it's hella fast. That's the biggest thing.
The thing is, it's so fast. They have memory card slots. Why the heck would you use a memory card at hard drive?
Because I was bringing my save games over to his house to play Baldur's Gate. You know, like that. Like, if I want to bring my character with me, you know. And then, remember we were playing, what was that game? Capcom versus SNK2EO, and we were using it for the high scores. So we had one high score list. You know, rather than he played at his house and I played at my house and we had two separate high score lists, we thought it was better if we just kept one list so that we could kind of keep an eye on our records and our scores and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know,
I haven't really thought of that.
I just like the gadgets. I like having all kinds of crap I can plug into it, you know, so I have the memory card. I don't think anybody else has one for their Xbox but me, and I just like the idea of the controller looks so burly with all the crap plugged into it. It's awesome. You know, yeah, I just like putting stuff in there. But it just looks neat. Unfortunately, you know what? I can't leave it plugged in when I use the controller on the computer because the driver keeps picking up the communicator thing for the headset, you know, and the memory card. And so like I'm playing a game and it's all ding, please insert driver for the memory card, which I don't have. Like whoever wrote the drivers for this thing, they didn't get that far. But it detects the fact that you plugged something else in. So that's why I have to play it like that. There's nothing plugged into it, so my gear is flying all over the house and I never know where it winds up. It kind of sucks. Another really interesting thing about the Xbox Next is that it's rumored they're going to use notebook PC components.
That's probably to help make it smaller.
Smaller, but that's going to raise the cost right there, which I believe would probably be their reasoning for, you know, this, or at least the rumor of where this came from, not having a hard drive in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to considerably cut down on cost, but if they're going to notebook parts, you know, I mean, you're going to laptop stuff. That'll raise your prices right there. So, I mean, I can see how this rumor came about. You know, that really kind of stands out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. No, nobody knows what's ultimately going to happen. You know, this is just kind of like what we've been able to find looking around.
And hell, even if this was concrete from Microsoft, it can be changed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which, well, brings us right to Sony, basically. The liars of the industry. You know what, before we just get to them, the last thing I had written down that I thought was kind of important was there's three IBM-designed 64-bit microprocessors for this thing, though. The Xbox Next. At least Microsoft, I guess, is funding this thing for them to create some kind of a specialized chip for them, which is interesting because we know that our Xbox is like a shrunken PC, you know?
Mm.
So, I mean, that'll be interesting. I'm sure it's going to be based on all the same crap, you know? We know it's going to run some kind of trim down Windows XP or whatever, but it looks like they are going to they're going to go away from Intel chips, which is interesting. So on to Sony, my favorite people. Oh, did you want to go ahead and hit Sony or what? Because I mean I got all kinds of crap written down, but I don't really care. You actually read a lot more than I did on it though. You know way more about it than I do. I just wrote down the notes.
Well, I know a lot more about. I wrote down stuff for the PSP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, start with that thing.
All right.
Oh, yeah, because this one's great.
Yeah.
This one's. I love this. Listen to this spin doctor crap here. This is some shit.
The PSP is PlayStation's answer to the Game Boy. Basically, it's a handheld. Funny thing is that the PlayStation 2, for example, was just totally. The specs were totally out of proportion. mean, they were saying it could, like, fly to the moon.
Basically, yeah. It controls missiles, remember? They couldn't export it. And then Saddam Hussein was supposed to be ordering a bunch of them. And then no,
they actually did compare it to The Matrix.
Jesus.
Something about you can jack in, or not like physically, but like it would connect to all the other PS2s, and it would become some
global
weird
world domination garbage.
So anyway, the PSP is going to have two processors, 32-bit processors, running at a max of 333 megahertz apiece. One is dedicated directly for media, and the other is going to handle all the background stuff and whatnot.
That's nice.
It also has a separate chip designed to only deal with the floating point units, which
this sounds a lot like that math coprocessor they added into 386s way back in the day, and some of the 486s.
Right.
It sounds a lot like that. Like they just tacked it on the side, which it helped an immense. You know, I mean, it really
helped. The biggest thing that floating point units are used for in computing is 3D.
Yeah, that's, you know, this is why this is so important for this thing, which brings us to the size of this thing. This thing is going to be, I mean, like, you like to think of it as the size of a Game Boy Advance SP.
There's no way.
I don't see him pulling it off. I swear to God. Listen to this feature list.
With just the media that they're going to use, there's no way it can be any
close to this. Yeah, it's got to be monstrous.
But, it's going to have 8 megabytes of system memory with a 2.6 gigabyte per second bandwidth. The graphics processing unit is going to have they didn't.
Yeah, this must be Sony's own chip then. Huh. Are they? They're developing all this stuff on their own.
I got like no brand names.
Yeah. Okay. It must be all Sony made then, because you know generally they do make their own stuff. I just thought it'd be interesting.
I don't think they make processors though.
They don't fabricate it themselves, but they design it all, send it out to somebody who owns a fabrication facility to spit it out for them. But I mean, at least they designed it all, and it's designed specifically around gaming, which is I really hope they are doing that with this and not trying to get like a slimmed down something from somebody. You know, that would suck.
Right. The GPU does not have, on the list I read, does not have a speed to it. They didn't give any kind of megahertz speed. Mm-hmm. But it's going to have 2 megabytes of onboard RAM, onboard VRAM, at 5.3 gigabytes per second bandwidth.
God, I wonder what the Game Boy runs at. I mean, like, what they've got. I mean, they've got almost nothing in there, but, like, Sony's selling this thing as it's, like, the portable to have. You know, like, and it sounds like it is the portable to have, but...
But here's the thing, especially this one line right here, just totally, I don't know. The GPU is supposed to be able to push 33 million polygons per second.
Ah, this is it,
which
right
is
here.
More than the PS2 can push.
Okay, now, not according to them originally. Remember when it was 75 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay, or 66 million, whatever it was supposed to be. And then, of course, we know that that's without graphics, without sound, without textures, okay? Without sound, without AI,
and
without
it's probably not
input.
Even that fast then.
You know, yeah, exactly. I'm sure they're full of shit, right? And then it came out, and it's closer to 20. All right, it's, let's see, wait, we read the things. It was Dreamcast 6, Bluetooth 3 was 9 million, and this thing is
supposed to be 20.
Yeah, the PlayStation 2 theoretically does 20. I'm going to say it's probably less than that, but I don't measure it or nothing.
This is a handheld device.
Right, the idea being that it's portable.
Yeah, it's supposed to push more polygons than the video card in the PS2.
Which isn't that great as it is, but I don't see if they can shrink it. I just don't see how.
It's going to use a 60-millimeter disc system, so it's basically the size of a GameCube disc.
Mm-hmm. Smaller. A little bit smaller than a GameCube disc, probably. Now, I imagine also they're going to shrink the hole in the middle, too. I mean, this is going to be totally different media because they
want
to avoid.
You're not
going to
want a big old pin.
Yeah, right. That's a lot of data that you're going to lose right there just on the inside, you know? So my guess is, I haven't seen any pictures of this, but I'm pretty sure that I read they were going to have it like in a cartridge thing. Like those old CD carrier things.
Right.
What are they called?
Those are
like the caddies.
Caddies.
Right? Those old things. And it's
way back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen those things in so long, but I imagine now the idea is good because it's portable and you're going to want to be, you know, messing around at the bus stop or at school or wherever you are, at work,
And they certainly hold more memory than a straight-up cartridge would.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What did they say they're going to be? You said? 1.8?
It's going to be 1.8 gigabytes of storage.
That's all. That's like 2.5 CDs. No, well, I guess if it's a real CD, it's like just under 3 CDs worth of information. Mm-hmm. So this to me is mind-blowing, because look at the Game Boy Advance. How that thing was supposed to be so amazing, and basically we're getting a Super Nintendo.
More or less. Yeah.
Right? More or less. We're getting a Super Nintendo, right? And it currently is the king. It is king shit right now. You know, it is the thing to have for the portable games. And Sony's telling us we're gonna have something that smokes a PlayStation.
A PlayStation 2.
I'm sure.
As far as the graphics,
we know their numbers are Sony numbers, though, right? They pulled them out of Fairyland, you know, when they were sitting around the hookah, and they're not real. You know, I mean, I imagine that the numbers that we got are. That you looked up and read are going to be the same as the 75 they said with the PS2. This is without graphics, without sound, without AI, without input, without anything. This is just full bore
pushing those processors,
you know,
as hard as they can.
Yeah, drawing triangles on the screen. Yeah. Okay, but we know that's not what's going to happen. But the way they make it sound is my problem with it. You know, everybody reads this, and then what happens? They say, "Oh wow, well I don't know what this 33 million polygons is, so I'm going to look this up." So they get online, and what do they find out? Their Xbox runs at, you know, maybe 25 million or whatever the hell it is. You know, and they go, oh my god, my Dreamcast only runs at 6. You know, and they're going, holy crap, this thing is going to revolutionize everything.
And if they ever look it up again, when it actually comes out.
It'll be different. You know it will, because people are going to test it out, and they're going to find out. They're going to find out the real numbers.
The majority of the population won't read this once. They're going to go, whoa, cool, and they're going to go buy one, and they're going to start playing it, and they're not going to worry about it.
They're not going to know, they don't care. Yeah. Which is fine, you know, not everybody cares, but it drives me insane. I get pissed. They lied! Look at the PSX. They lied about that, too. Yeah. Well, you can't call it lying, because they did change it, but the problem was they made this huge announcement about how fat it's going to be and all these features, and then it's like a week from release, oh!
We're going to drop it.
We took this out, took that out, took everything out you wanted, and slowed it down.
And I've never even seen one for
sale. The price is the same. Yeah, it's only in Japan.
Oh.
No, I don't want it. Kiss my ass.
Another thing about the disk system is its read is 11 megabytes per second, which is twice as fast as the standard DVD ROM. The standard DVD system.
Wow. And then, what did you say for the, it had wireless too, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that because that's supposed to be like the theoretical maximum speed also for 802.11b, the wireless. Supposed to be. I've never seen it actually go that fast.
But this isn't 802.11b, it's just 802.11.
I'm sure that's what it is though. They're all, it's A, B, G, there's something else coming out now. I don't know. But anyway. Now, listen to this thing. Have you seen screenshots pictures of like the prototype they've got?
No.
I swear to God. They make it look like it's the size of like a Drake's coffee cake. I mean, it's like it has a keychain ring on it, right? I mean, this is how they figure this thing is gonna be. Like, I'm trying to figure out what I can say.
Like an end gauge.
Like an end gauge. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the size is just about the size of an end gauge from what I've seen of it. And I don't know if they can pull this off. Like a little bit smaller than a Game Boy Advance, the regular ones. A little bit smaller than that, and they're telling this thing. Is better than, well, almost better than a PS2. You know, better than a PS1 for sure. That's a long way to go. Now, the battery on that thing, too, I've been hearing, is only going to last about 3 hours.
Cool.
Right? Now, compare that against Nintendo's 18 hours. And I have sat and played my Game Boy for easily 14 hours and not had it die on me, with the light off, though. You know, because I don't always use it. Only once in a while I use it. I never play for that long anyway, but...
Right.
That just... this thing sounds incredible.
It's also going to have MPEG-4 support.
Which is nice. I like being able to watch. But that's going to be something that is, like, hacked in later, like, for the uses that I'm thinking. Like MPEG-4 support to me says DivX movies. That's what it says when I hear those words. The problem is I'm not going to be able to buy discs to run on this thing.
Nope.
You know, that's how am I going to figure that out to make it work? Well, not me, but how is some packer out there going to figure out how to make that work?
The discs will be able to hold 2 hours of MPEG.
Well, it probably depends on what the bitrate is too, though. Because, I mean, all that's adjustable. It'll probably be more.
Right.
Because, I mean, you can get, like, you could easily squeeze a 2-hour movie onto a CD, and it looks good. You know? So, I don't know what they meant for the size and the resolution, the specs and all that.
Right.
I just think it'd be so cool to watch your movies now, like real movies, though. I mean, this is probably game support stuff.
The screen is probably going to be like 3 inches.
Yeah, that's true too. That's going to be a tiny ass. I mean, you're not going to be watching Fight Club, and
especially especially a letterbox on a 3-inch screen.
Good call. You're right. I probably won't be watching very many movies.
It also is going to have several different sound files.
I love that. Oh, okay. This is probably going to support MP3s.
MP3s and a lot of the new ones that are coming out that I can't remember the names of off the top of my head.
I'm wondering if the media desk has anything to do with Sony's new Blu-ray.
The Blu-ray?
Blu-ray, yeah. Or Blu-ray.
I don't know. I doubt it because that gets pretty expensive. We know Sony's all about keeping the...
Yeah, because that's their own product, so I think it might be...
Could be. It very well could be. That'd be interesting. Well, you know what, though? Maybe it is. Because look at the size of these damn things. They're holding 3 times as much as a CD.
Still, DVD almost about 1.6.
The little mini DVDs? Yeah.
The GameCube just holds a lot.
Yeah, it's like 1.4 or something. Yeah. Huh. Maybe it is their Blu-ray stuff.
No, it can be though, because the Blu-ray, one big disc holds about 27 gigs.
Yeah, yeah.
But if a little one, figuring that got to be 4 or 5 gigs, no problem.
I figure like a third or something.
Yeah.
So I would guess that it would hold a third to a fifth.
I would say it's probably about a third of the surface area.
Could, well, it also depends on how much of that inner ring they're going to use too, though.
Right. Well, you figure, for space as well as physical space in the machine, that thing's going to be small.
Yeah, it really is. God, it's going to be so neat to just see what they do. This is what excites me about it. It's like, what the hell are we going to see here? You know, the next couple of years, I mean, we see all these news about it now, and we're years away.
Well, the PSP, is not that far away.
No, that's not. That's pretty soon, I think, right? Sometime this year.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like fourth quarter. I haven't.
Yeah, probably.
I think I read it somewhere, but I think...
They're going to rob Nintendo's holiday Game Boy sales is what they're going to do. Sony's not dumb. They're going to sneak right in there and try to take it all. And you know what? They will. They're going to pull it off. Because you know what? Just based on what you told me, I want this thing, if anything, just to check it out.
Yeah.
Just to see it. The N-Gage didn't really interest me from the start. You know? N-Gage. So that was like I had no interest in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't throw Sony's a bunch of money
for me neither.
And that's, it's like $300.
It was. Well, you know what? It might still be, but I remember for the longest time, everywhere you looked, $200. They had like rebates and all this garbage, you know.
Who the hell?
You want to see something funny? It's sidetalking.com, I think. It's, and there's no G. It's sidetalking. sidetalkin.com, I think. It's so funny. Making fun of the N-Gage.
The only thing left, aside from the wireless LAN that this is going to have, is it's basically going to be a standard PlayStation button design. You're going to have the 4 shoulder buttons and the X triangle square circle, as well as a D-pad and one analog.
One analog. I don't know about that. I want 2. I'm so accustomed to it now.
2 is absolutely, you have to have 2 for FPSs.
Yeah, I don't see a whole lot of people playing it on that 3-inch screen, though.
Well, yeah.
You know what, if they bring a lot of their RPG to this, I'm sold. I can sit there and play crap like Dragon Warrior all day on this thing. You know, Dragon Warrior 7 or something, you know, if they throw...
15.
Oh my god, I mean, like, that would be the ultimate for me.
Or a Final Fantasy Tactics PlayStation graphic.
That'd be interesting, too.
It's gonna be a lot better.
I don't know. Well, yeah, it's probably
gonna smaller be, screen.
Yeah, it's gonna. That'll be
something.
It's gonna
look good.
You know what? The one thing I we just skipped over because I keep interrupting you. I don't know why I have a habit of that, but the sound. Because you told me before, 7.1.
Oh yeah, I forgot to write that down.
Oh yeah.
This thing's gonna have 7.1 compatibility.
How?
Hook it up to your surround sound system.
Must have been like optical in or out.
For the love of God, what were they thinking?
Sit there and play in your living room on this little tiny screen in your hand with the surround sound going.
Oh crap, I almost just blew hot chocolate out my nose. I don't understand them. I don't know why you would need that on a handheld. I mean, look at the Game Boy, like, mono sound they got on that thing, you know? I mean,
that's all you need.
It is. That's all you need. You're probably at the bus stop. You're probably in the car. You're probably at work on your break. What the hell?
I really don't need surround sound when I'm playing
especially if you're
Tetris.
Totally. Granted, though, it does sound like we're going to have some fat games on it, though. I mean, with all those specs, it sounds like they're going to give us some nice games.
Yeah.
Which is cool. You know what? That's really cool.
You better get a contract with Square.
You know? Oh, I mean, they do. Yeah, they are. They're carrying them right now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, this is going to be... If it's half of what they say it does, if it's half of what they say it's going to be, I still think it's going to be a winner. It sounds pretty good. I mean, it sounds amazing, flat out. It sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, the specs that they're throwing out there. I mean, it's going to blow the PS2 out of the water.
Plus, they've got the name. I mean, just simply the fact that it's called a PlayStation. Holy crap, I gotta go have one, you know, all these people, I gotta buy one of these things. You know, oh my god, this is new from Sony. You know, I gotta have it. I'm excited. I can't, all this stuff I'm really excited about. I mean, some of this stuff is years away. The PS3, we're looking at 2006 for all the new consoles. For the real next generation console. This is what we're looking at here. Everybody's saying 2006. I wonder if somebody's gonna jump the gun though. Wouldn't it be neat to see what happens if, like, everybody knows that Sony got a huge lead coming out a year before. Wouldn't it be something
they needed to really ground in their name? Because this is only their second year.
Yeah. They're their product.
And, second year. Their second generation with the PS2. And they really needed to jump the gun and make sure...
Get it out there. The PlayStation was out there for a long time. You know, I mean, it was out there for a long time, on its own. I mean, there was no contenders for it. You know, I mean, there's nothing anybody could... The Dreamcast got just steamrolled by the damn thing, which pisses me. It blows my mind still. I still love it. Mine's hooked up. You know, I love that damn little box. You know, the thing is, it's just a little loud.
Sega has never left me.
I know, and I wish they were.
They had the same problem that Atari had. They tried to put out equipment that was too good for what the software was doing.
Even the games, though, are fat on it. You know, I don't know how they go wrong. They have some really cool games on there. I used to own a lot of Dreamcast games. I love the thing. And you know, all the consoles that we have out today, I don't really like them. Like, there's none that I care, like, I could not tell you which one I like the best. I know it sounds, the way I talk about the Xbox so much, it sounds like I like it the best, but that's not the case. It has the best hardware. Mm. PlayStation's got more games. The GameCube has actually got some heart, but... Jesus, God, I mean...
The GameCube has some of the best games.
It does, it really does. But the problem is that there's four of them. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's just not that many.
No.
I do not like Sony's software, the way they do this blitzkrieg software.
Here's everything.
Here's 12 million games, all but three of them are crap.
Yeah, exactly.
But someone's going to buy every single one.
And they know that. They know that. And they know that it helps them a lot, too. I mean, you do not have to have a good product to sell it. You do not have to have a good product to sell it at all.
Choice.
And look at like, AOL. Look at, you know, some of these guys that make computers, like Hewlett Packard. They used to, wasn't it them that made, or Packard Bell? E-Machines. Is a good example. What happens, though? They slap them all over the shelves. You go down to Blockbuster, Best Buy, or CompUSA, and what do you see? Four or five E-Machines, and a Dell, and an Alienware. And it's like,
cheap one.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of them. I can pick my price range here, and they wind up with this crappy E-Machine piece of garbage. And you know what? I do mean offense to people with E-Machines out there. I'm sorry, but you got screwed, okay? I've had to work on more of those stupid... I mean, worthless computers.
Not to mention, you go on the inside of those things.
Oh, man, my good
you
God.
You have to have the hands of, like...
Ataru.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I'm not a very big person, but I cannot fit my hands in them.
I had a ridiculous time working on those things. I had to do so much work on the theme. It was constantly the E-Machine.
It was good.
You know, anyway, the point was that... They're everywhere. When you go into Blockbuster to rent a game, what do you see? Three or four shelves of PlayStation 2 games and one shelf split between Xbox and GameCube. And there's even some PlayStation games on that shelf.
Yep.
You know, and then you go down to Best Buy and pick up a new game, and you've got a whole side of two shelves and one whole side of the other shelf, or like the opposite side of it, of PS2 games, the middle section for PlayStation games, and then like a little tiny on the end for GameCube games. And then there's a lot of Game Boy Advance games too. You know, and it's working for them. It's like the same system. They just put out a bunch of crap, and they've got three quarters of like two shelves there at our Best Buy here. And then the last quarter of like one of the ends of the shelves is for the rest of the GameCube games. And then on the back side of that, you've got like 3/4 of 2 shelves of Xbox games. And of course, the PS2 was on the front. So when you walk in the store, you're looking at a wall of PS2 games. You know, and I mean, it works for them, but God, does it suck. Come the holidays, they had shopping carts of PS2 games for $10.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I actually stopped and just kind of looked through them. I mean, they're all crap. Every single game was not worth the CD it was printed on or the DVD it was printed on. I mean, they're garbage. There's some good games, though. You know, I mean, there really is.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The problem is that for every 1,000 bad ones, there's one good one.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean...
And they did the exact same thing with the PlayStation 1.
They did.
Which is what gave them the name in the first place.
It is. Everybody knew about it. Everybody wanted to hear about it. But, you know, at least they're covering every genre, though. Look, the poor Xbox has, like, no RPGs. You know? They've got nothing. They're going to have...
Which is, as far as world market goes, a huge mistake.
It is.
Huge.
Especially for Japan.
Yeah.
That's their biggest selling...
By a lot,
yeah. It's not like here where we get sports games, you know, which carries the Xbox here, and that's all they rely on. I mean, you know, of those 3/4 of a shelf that we have for Xbox games here, at least a quarter, maybe the half of that is sports games.
Sega was kind of like that, too.
They had a lot. They did have a lot. It seemed like they did, but I never owned one. I owned one game, the original Madden. That was the only sports game in recent memory. I had a tennis game on my Dreamcast and a football game, but I never played it.
Mm.
I don't like sports games myself.
I'm not a fan either.
You know, I don't like them. So I hate going to go buy a new game or going to even just, I just go and browse every time I go to the store. And what do I see? You know, yeah, I mean, and even if I drive by, I'm going for something else. I'm like, well, I'm passing by Best Buy, so I gotta go check it out. And I do, I stop, and I just like to look. I just, you know, I mean, this is it. This is what I like to do, so I go and I just kind of poke around and, you know, just to see what came out or whatever, and just make sure I'm kind of on top of things. And it's like constantly I'm just pushing aside all these sports titles to get to something that might be, you know, might interest me. But it seems like it's really, really bad on the Xbox too.
Yeah.
And the Xbox and the PlayStation 2 are really, really bad about it. But the Xbox seems like, because there's so few games for it, it makes the sports games look like they're way more, which is, I guess, what it is. I guess that must be what it is. It drives me nuts. We've got some games in there I like, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons Heroes, Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance. Dark Alliance 2 is out. Ode said he bought
Dark
that.
Dark Alliance is for all of them, man.
Yeah, it is. But
I mean, how about Star Wars?
Knights of the Old Republic. There's a lot of good stuff, you know, but the problem is that I'm digging, you know, for it. I got to push all the Madden 2002, 2003, 2004, and I'm digging for it, trying to find a game I actually want to play down there. It bugs me. So they really need to focus on bringing some RPGs. You know, Xbox with we're a long way off. I mean, we're 2006. We're looking at these new consoles. And what is it? 2004. So
barely.
You know, yeah, but yeah, we're kind of fresh in, and it just seems to me that like. The cards have been played, you know, and this is how it's going to be until the end. I really, really think it's going to be just like this. I do not see anything that Microsoft is doing that's going to change what they have now. Okay, we got Halo 2 coming out. Great. They're going to sell one more game.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. That's all. I mean, okay, what are they going to do? Push for a Halo 3? Maybe. I can see them trying. I can see them trying, and then I can see them pulling a Halo 4 for the Xbox next. You know? Could you imagine? I mean, okay, this is lame. This is like we're buying an Xbox for Halo. Okay, which isn't all that great anyway. God, it's not. It's a fun game. It's a good game. But it's not like the end-all, be-all game. You know, it's just not a reason to buy a console for.
Yeah, especially a fourth generation of it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only so much you can do with an FPS.
Yeah, that's true. They I don't know what they're going to do.
Totally changing the concept, there's nothing you can do with
it. It would be cool. If we had, like, what was that game? Planetside. For Halo for Xbox. Like, if Halo played more like Planetside. Which is like, God, that would be fat. Think about that for a minute. If you had, like, so you would have to have Xbox Live, which is fine. It's $50 a year.
The best,
you know.
About Xbox.
Yeah, that's, I really dig it. I don't hardly ever use it as much as I should. I did. I was kind of into it for a while, especially for the fighting games. But imagine if you just fired up Halo, and instead of like, okay, I gotta get on Xbox Live, and I have to pick, I want to join a game or whatever, you had a guy. You know how, like, when you... Have you played it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You make, like, a dude. You make, like, a guy. Like, you pick the color of your armor, and you give him a name or whatever, you know, and that's your guy. that you played through as Halo 1. But imagine, God, this would be really cool. If
I've played Halo.
Oh, but you'd not the whole thing. Not to be like all the garbage in the beginning, just pick up and play. Well, now Planet Side I haven't played, but what it is basically like tribes on a global scale, like massively multiplayer.
Right.
Now how cool would that be though? Halo. Like instead of what I'm trying to say is like you log in and you have a character already made in like this Halo world and you log in and you know, just so happens to be like whatever, you and like you're on the blue team or whatever, you know, is having a big ass war with the red team. And
red versus blue.
Yeah, whatever. You know, and you're like a guy that matters in that though, rather than a quick skirmish is what I mean. Like there's it's more of like a war and a story than a fight. Like right. Like it is now where you get on and you've got 30 dudes that duke it out for 20 minutes on a map and it's over and you do it again and again and again.
Okay.
What if they set up Halo to have like a big ass world? And depending on who won X amount of fights in whatever zone or whatever map, they would take over parts of the game world. And it just kept going, though. So, like, when you would log in to your Xbox and you would hop, you know, pop in Halo 2 or 4 or 27, and holy crap, we lost control of some of the ring world here, you know? We gotta fight back. And then, like, holy crap, that sounds so sad. This just came to me now. Like, I was thinking how great it would be. But without a cost. Like, the only cost would be Xbox Live itself.
Right.
PlanetSide get to pay for monthly.
Yeah.
God, that would be fat. That would be kind of cool. Like, if it met, why am I not playing PlanetSide then? What the hell is wrong with me? Maybe I should check that
tribes,
out.
Tribes, dude.
Yeah, no tribes, I guess. Tribes is something else.
I've never played Tribes either.
That one's fat.
You missed that.
Tribes is amazing. No, because you can get Tribes 2 now for $10, and it's still, like, packed online. I mean, oh my God, it's one of the best games ever. PlayStation 3, though, we've got that whole, everybody's heard of it, the cell processor stuff, you know, where they set up, they keep calling it cell processor, and from what I gather, it sounds like they've got multiple chips, processors running together.
There's going to be four of them.
Now, what I've got written down here is three, and on top of that, at some point they said each one contains a CPU, which will probably be PowerPC, and eight vectorial processors, each with 128K of memory. So, God only knows what they're really working on here.
It seems to me
the numbers get smaller as we get closer to a release. That is exactly it because I got the dates on these, and they're as we get closer, they keep going down. So
it seems to me though that PlayStation is or Sony is really working the angle that Xbox tried to work this go around, which is just truly superior. Power.
Yeah.
They're going for muscle.
Which is going to be interesting, because what am I going to do? Somebody who likes to not like Sony. I like to pick on them. I just do, because there's a lot of things that they've done that I don't agree with, which makes them basically my enemy. Somebody put it to me, I think it was Riboflavin, put it to me pretty good, though. He's like, well, who do you like less, though? And I never thought of it like that. I always thought of it as, like, PlayStation versus Xbox. But he goes, yeah, but what happens when it comes down to Sony versus Microsoft? And I went, oh, Jesus crap. I'm on the wrong end of this argument here. Holy shit. I'm really not for Microsoft, you know? I just happen to like the Xbox, you know, a little bit more than most people. But that was kind of a wake-up call. Like, holy shit, you know, maybe I should be rooting for Sony. But I don't like what they've done to the game industry, though. That's my complaint with them. Anyway, what they say here is they're going to run this PS3 at 4 gigahertz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which... Okay, as it is, we don't have 4 gigahertz PCs in our house yet. We've got 3.2 is the highest you can get. Okay.
Well, yeah, but in 2005 or 2006.
Okay, 2 years from now, right? What do you think we're going to have for a home PC, though? Maybe 6 gigahertz? In 2 years?
I think that's probably a relatively decent...
Well, wait. There's a thing that... No, Moore's Law. What is that? It's...
Every 18 months, doubles.
18 months, it doubles. Right? So, 2 years... Okay, well, we'll double it, what we got now. So we'll say about 6 gigahertz, and then a little bit more, you know, because we're going 2 years or so. Okay, so, yeah.
It's possible.
So 6 to 8 gigahertz, maybe. And what do we got in our Xbox? 733 megahertz?
Yeah.
And what do we got in our PCs, though? Like, the average machine, when that came out, was like, what, maybe 2 gigahertz or something? So I guess that's pretty close. That's going to be expensive for Sony, though. Like, a 4 gigahertz machine, ship it to everybody's house... That'll be faster than most people's PCs at that time, I bet. I very well know people that are going to be running the same machine they're running now in 2 years. Easily. My mom. She's been running the same machine for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but there's a difference between people.
Yeah, she's not buying a PlayStation.
Yeah, there's a difference between people who are using it to surf the net and.
Yeah, yeah. 256 gigaflops. 64 megs of memory through a switched 1024-bit bus. It's not clear how many cells will be used in the PlayStation 3. Well, I mean, I've got, like, all these little facts written down, but I don't know how much it's going to change.
All of it.
Now, yeah, exactly, all of it. Now, here's my favorite quote. Here we go. At the 2002 Game Developers Conference in San Jose, Sony said the PlayStation 3 is going to be 1,000 times as fast as the PS2.
Yeah.
I know you did. This is why, when I saw it, I wrote it down, too. I was like, okay, 1,000 times as fast.
In fact, the article that I read said that each of the four processors is going to be 1,000 times.
I mean, do they just have the craziest spin doctors over there or what? I mean, everything we read on this thing is just like it's going to kick everybody's ass and take over the planet. I mean, they're building the Matrix. You know, we're going to plug ourselves into to Sony World headquarters, and that's it. You know, we're done. They're going to use us to power the network, which we...
I also heard a lot of Sony's equipment, especially over the last year or two, it all connects to each other. Like, you can buy a Vio and plug it into your TV, and you can turn on your TV from your computer and change your channel. Well, they're thinking about doing the same thing with the PS3.
Could you imagine?
All connectivity.
Now, chances are you've got a Sony TV. You've got, like a Sony, like, stereo. You've got you've got all kinds of Sony crap in your house, you know?
You
probably.
Well,
maybe. I don't have anything, I don't think. Yeah, you do. They don't make bad stuff either. I love their stuff. I really do. Look at your monitor.
Good quality.
That is the hands down best PC monitor I've ever seen in my life. What is that anyway? Do you know the model number of that thing?
Multi-span 200ES.
That thing looks so good.
It's old now.
You used to have a smaller one, right?
Yeah, the little ghetto ES one.
And it's an old one.
Yeah, at all. I mean, like, nothing's sharp.
Though. It was sharp, but it was like tiny ass monitor. But I don't want to talk to my PlayStation, telling them how much porn I'm looking at. You know, I don't want them sending that back to Sony headquarters, saying, "Holy crap, you know, he's busted out the goat sex." You know, I don't want it to tell my PlayStation I like playing, you know, fighting games more than I like playing, you know, sports games. I don't want all this crap to know what's going on. You know, they could very well plug it into your TV that, you know, I mean, here, oh, this guy likes watching daytime soaps at this time of day, blah, blah, blah. And they're talking about building in a lot of that PSX stuff, too, the TiVo abilities,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you can track your TV and all that garbage.
I think it's pretty nice to have.
Yeah, it is, if you're ripping it and encoding it for later. I think. I don't see having a TiVo to sit at your house. I mean, I guess if you just watch that much TV, but I like to archive stuff. That's what it comes down to. And the TiVo is not designed to where you can, like, its idea is that you watch TV later and then dump it. They don't want you to copy this. I like archiving stuff, so I can pick it up any day I want and watch it. And a lot of people pack the TiVo to do that, but the new ones, you can't do it because they keep changing it, you know, and all this, whatever. I'm sure the PlayStation's going to have something where they figured out how they can do it. Wait a minute. You can probably do that with the PSX, though, because it burns DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably burn off your TV programs. I wonder if they'll let you do that, though. That's kind of weird. I wonder how they get away with that. Oh, it's not in America.
We
don't have
burner.
Fucking bass-ackwards laws. What?
You got to buy a Sony burner.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah. That's what it is, to play it back. And it only works on your Sony DVD player, I'm sure you're right. The Sony bit. I don't know, man. I think that's... I don't want to see that much crap going on with my console. You know what I mean? I like... Now, you know what? I think somebody was talking about this in the forums, too, because I remember having a discussion about this, about how it's cool that they add crap that you're not going to use anyway, because it might be kind of neat to play with. But the problem is I do believe it affects cost.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all this that you're going to put into it is going to raise the price of it, and I don't want to pay...
That's what I have my computer for.
Exactly, to do all this BS for me, or, you know, a TiVo. That's what it's designed to do. I don't need a console to run it all. Exactly. My computer does all that, too. I already have
that.
Enough. Just let me play some games.
Give me a box that I stick a disc into.
Exactly.
I turn it on, and I play a game.
The problem is we're only playing one game now. Final Fantasy XI. Oh, it's killing me to sit here and watch Wolf sit here and play this damn game.
What are you talking about? I'm not playing.
Yeah, my ass. You haven't looked over here, but maybe once.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm just writing a joke about it.
So, now, I don't know also if the, I mean, I imagine it's going to come with a hard drive, but if Microsoft is saying, we're not going to do a hard drive, maybe it's just rumors to get Sony to say, oh, well, they're not doing a hard drive, so we can slack again on a hard drive. That'll cut costs for us, you know, since we're going to some 4 gigahertz monster machine. But what about a modem and a network card? Are they really going to try to make everybody buy that crap again? Peripherals don't sell that well.
No.
You know,
and there's a reason they don't sell that well. People don't care.
Exactly.
At least not the average person.
Yeah,
there's always going to be someone that's going to buy something.
There's, like, the hardcore crowd that's got to have it. You know, the guys that are dying to just monkey with every little feature on the damn thing. You know, there's the crowd that wants so bad to play the online games. You know, then there's, like, I don't know, I just like having all the toys. I like being able to, you know, like, because what happens to me is I don't use it until one night at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting here, and I get this brilliant idea to try something out. And it's like, holy crap, I don't have a network card for the PlayStation, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Damn it, and Best Buy is not open, you know, but with my Xbox, I can just plug it in.
Right.
You know, it's all there for me, I didn't have to think about it when I needed it. It was just there, and I adore that about the damn thing, you know? Because notice, I don't have a hard drive for my PlayStation, I don't have a network card. Not yet, but...
It's gonna
I could have imported one.
You won't have one when they come.
You know what? Honest to God, I was not going to do it. But if I was now...
You'd get another copy of Final Fantasy.
Exactly. That would be the reason to do it. And then I could put my mule on there, and he could run while I run... while I actually play. My mule could be playing at the same time, or at least selling crap for me. Thank you, drive-thru. He could be selling all that crap for me. Little drive-thru. He could be, you know, and that's seriously what I would honestly God use it. If, I mean, if I had a free copy of Final Fantasy and all the only thing I had to do, I don't have a network adapter. I would have to pay monthly again, huh? Well, that's probably not worth it then.
That would chunk up Final Fantasy to be in 20 something a month.
Yeah, that wouldn't be worth it. Now, wait, well, didn't you say that you would log on at the same time though one day?
No, I didn't.
I was on the phone with you.
I was tripping.
Oh, okay. That happens a lot.
If I turn on this one, no, I want automatic kicking.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a bummer. That sucks.
I don't even remember my password.
Yeah, I'm not that sucked into it to pay for 2 accounts yet, like Cord Slayer is. You guys talk to him yet? I gotta get him a link.
No,
we're not talking about Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. back
to next gen.
Bad as I want to, we gotta talk about... Well, there's nothing to say about the next Nintendo, alright, other than they're going to show something sometime this year at the E3. But Nintendo does have something we do know about, well, a little bit about, is the Nintendo DS. Is the Nintendo, the new little, whatever the hell this damn thing is, Nintendo DS, the little two-screen thing?
The only thing I've been able to find is going to have 2 screens.
That's it. That's, everything I've got written here is DS compared.
Basically what Nintendo is saying about it is that
it's got
one
two screens.
One screen is going to be a normal view of the game, and then the second screen, you'll be able to zoom into a different perspective or something. Because each screen is going to have its own process.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's all I can find.
It seems to me that there is a million way better uses for that second screen that developers could use.
Now, they could. And using their own example, Crystal Chronicles, which comes out in 4 days, I believe, right? Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles. Isn't the whole... I honestly don't know. I don't care about this game. I know... Riboflavin wanted it. He sent me an email. You gotta talk about Crystal Chronicles, and I will. We skipped all email. I got email from Cushion, Riboflavin, John Kay, and it's just that we keep coming up with topics all of a sudden to talk about stuff where we end up having to skip the email just so we can get our time in about what we're supposed to be talking about. But using the Crystal Chronicles example, don't they have, it's my understanding, which is loosely based on rumors here because I really haven't looked into it because I don't care. Isn't one screen like all your gear and stats and whatnot?
Yeah, but dude, the way you play Crystal Chronicles is with a GBA connected to your GameCube.
Uh-huh.
The GBA screen is your inventory screen.
Uh-huh.
And then you play with up to 3 other people on the TV, and instead of it being split screen with all your little stuff on it,
uh-huh,
all your little
stats and
whatnot, that's on the GBA, and then you just have a world straight screen.
And it doesn't work without Game Boys. Really.
I've heard that they decided, at least for the American release, to change it so that when you're playing one player, you can play it with just a controller. But if you're playing multiple people, you have to have Game Boys. You use the Game Boys as your controller.
How much crack were they smoking when they thought this up? Now here's something.
Enough to think, hey,
this is a good idea.
We'll get people to buy more GameCubes.
I swear to God. Game Boys. That's amazing to me. That's amazing that somebody thought this was like a really good idea.
And there is enough people out there that are just total square addicts.
Yeah, there is.
That they will buy a bunch of Game Boy Advances.
There is. There really is. But, okay, has anybody sat down and hooked up their Game Boy to their thing?
I don't even have one.
I do, and I plugged it in one day, and what was I playing? Zelda, and I used it like just a little while, because it was just so retarded.
Tinkle.
Yeah, it was so retarded to try to hold your controller and then look down and talk to this idiot who's bugging you, you know, but here's the thing. Maybe I'm like, you know what, I must be wrong. It must not use power from the battery. It must use power out of your cube then. I don't know. I don't know if it uses power from your cube or from your battery. Does anybody know? I have no idea.
This is portable batteries for cube.
But the Game Boy itself, does it use the power of the battery? Because then you're limited to, you know, 10 to 18 hours a day. Now, I know that a lot of people are like, yeah, well, that's way more than a fucking nut, buddy. But it's not. Okay, I assure you that if the game is worth playing, that is not enough time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Maybe it is for one day, but that's going through batteries every day.
Yeah.
No good.
that's not going to happen. No. You know, I mean, I'm talking about the SP, though, because the SP's got that built-in lithium one that you can't really change yourself. The other ones, you can switch batteries into it.
Good.
Yeah, but the SP one,
you
have to charge it. Now, my thinking was, it better pull. I really don't know now. Maybe I should. No, I don't have anything I can hook it up to, though. Because how stupid would that be if you're like, oh, sorry, guys, I can't play my Game Boy's not charged. Call me in 8 hours, you know, or however, 3 hours, you know, whatever. That would suck. It's got to use power from your cube.
Yeah, well, it pulls power because the controller has to have power, so.
Yeah, but
the port physically pushes power to.
Yeah, but it doesn't push a lot to the controller. It doesn't push enough to run a Game Boy, I wouldn't think. Not natively, not like when you have a controller plugged in. But you know what? It's the same plug though, so maybe it does. It's the same plug. The plug that you plug your power cord into is the same one that you plug into the cube.
Really?
So it must do the power then, huh? Yeah, it sucks. The way that, because I was trying to figure out how I would run it if I wanted to play Zelda with Tinkle. And I wanted to have power on my Game Boy, and I can't remember what happened now. I was under the impression it used Game Boy power. I don't know why. Maybe I should read the manual. Hey, there's an idea.
Screw manuals. Just plug it in and leave
and
it
leave
on.
Leave it on.
For a few hours.
But I need a game that'll work with it. I need a game that'll work with it, though. That's
the one, speaking of one.
Or we need a regular Game Boy that we can plug in with no batteries in it. Nobody's got a regular Game Boy. Advance. Damn it. Burn. Anyway,
this
thing's got 2 3-inch TFT LCD displays. As it is, people have a problem scratching one screen, okay? I always come out with a Game Boy that gets horribly scratched somehow. It's got a separate processor, semiconductor memory up to 1 gigabit, and it's supposed to come out before the end of 2004. So, and it just seemed like to me that this Nintendo DS...
And for as close as it's supposed to come out, there's nothing out on it.
Yeah, there's no information, and it's like all of a sudden we just heard about it, too. This wasn't like last year we've been hearing about this. This was like the last month we've been hearing about this.
Yeah.
This was something that just sprung on us. And it doesn't... Well, okay, we don't know.
The Game Boy Advance is still such a popular thing.
Well, it's not supposed to replace it, but it does have Game... Oh, wait, okay, as of this time, they're not sure if it's going to be compatible with the Game Boy Advance games. That's what they're saying. Now... I'm going to put my money on it's going to work. Just because that a lot of people are going to only want to buy one of the two. You know?
Yeah, if it's not going to replace it, why do you want to piss in your own pool and have two handheld games?
Exactly. I don't understand it. This is where you get the Virtual Boy. Remember that thing? Right? Yeah. Look what happened last time they tried something like this. You know? I mean, what they're doing may very well be the fattest thing in the world to them. But it might not to consumers. Yeah. It's got to sell, unfortunately. A lot of cool stuff doesn't sell. And as far as Nintendo should be looking at this, they should really be testing the market first. They need to whip up some prototypes and bring in a study group of kids and see what happens.
Yeah.
Before, I think way before they go ahead. They're telling us this thing's going to launch in less than a year already. It's like, whoa, hang on. I'm pretty on top of my game, and I never heard of this thing until about a month ago.
Yeah.
And they're that close to dropping this thing on us. It can't be that fat because today's technology isn't that fat. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to compete with some of the incredible stuff that we're going to see. And the chances of this thing being even anywhere near the specs of what Sony's saying for the PSP are so slim that you almost know this thing is going to be kind of a, I don't want to use the word failure, but a real niche market item.
It seems to me that Nintendo's like trying to fail as of late. They're making some real interesting choices.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Like how kiddy the GameCube is.
That was something we skipped, huh? We did want to talk about that too. For the GameCube, for the successor of the Cube, the N5, whatever. They really need to drop that.
Oh yeah, I mean it needs to be a lot more mature.
It does. And you made the best point too, which
yeah, the mature audience of video gamers is getting bigger and bigger by the year. I mean, we have people that are our age who have been it's really the first generation that's been playing video games their whole life.
Their whole life,
and probably will continue playing video games for the rest of our
lives. That's right, exactly.
And from us down, and so the mature video game audience is getting bigger and bigger by the year, while the child audience stays the same.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So they're not thinking very smart business wise anyway. Like I can see what they're doing though. You know what I mean? Like I can.
Their idea was because, especially the PS2 almost exclusively focuses on mature.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost exclusively. I mean, sure they have like SpongeBob
SquarePants
games, and
four or five like what are the Yu-Gi-Oh and not Pokemon? Isn't it Yu-Gi-Oh games?
Yeah.
There's a couple of those and Dragon Ball Z.
But almost exclusively.
Which I'm going to get my ass kicked for that one, I know, because I know tons of people love that are older. I see it as like some kind of kiddie thing, that I know, but I don't care. But yeah.
Right. They really need to kind of drop the whole
cutesy kiddie image so much. And you know what? They can do it. They can totally pull it off and still make what they're making.
How fat would a Zelda be? If he's some burly dude.
Don't get me started on that one. Did you ever see the footage from Space World 2000? Mm-hmm. They released video of what basically was Zelda was supposed to be. And I'll tell you what, it's exactly what you're thinking right now in your head. Everybody was like, I have the video, I'll show you after this.
Right.
This is what we're gonna be playing. Everybody had the biggest heart on for Zelda. And then, oh no, we changed our minds. We're going with this cel-shaded kiddie cartoon Hanna-Barbera crap.
Yeah.
You know, and what did we get when we... Dude, there was, like, online petitions for it, there was, like, boycotts, and there was, like, whole sites dedicated to changing Zelda back the way it should be, and what did we get? It's not your game. It's our game. This is what... What's his name? Shigeru Miyamoto said.
Yeah,
he said, this is my game. Make your own game. That's what they told us. This is, like, I remember reading it going, I can't believe he said that. Make your own game. This is my game, and this is my vision for it. Make your own game. And I was like, Jesus Christ, that was mean. You know? Damn.
You're a businessman, dude.
Yeah, I mean, oh, man, like, I can...
No, it'd be fat as hell.
Oh, you're going to shit when you see this video. You're going to say, this is what I could have been playing? Like, I know you liked it. Wasn't that you that really liked it, the Wind Waker?
I do like it.
See, I was pissed at that game. But when you see this, though, I think you're going to say that... I really think you're going to be, like, kind of let down. That we played that instead of what we should have played. Because this is mind-blowing. I mean, it is seriously that good.
No, I agree wholeheartedly that Zelda... I think they did a fantastic job with Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
I was I was like, yes, I get to be old. I don't I get to be 9, 12-year-old Link. I get to carry this big old two-handed sword.
That game was so fast. Yeah. That game was amazing. It was. And this looked like the natural progression. Like seriously, the footage from Space World looked like the next progression in graphics and like the game. And instead, we get Wind Waker, which blew my friggin' mind of why they chose to do that. Now granted, it still was a, you know, multi-million seller, I'm sure. It was still a huge success, but I think it would have been way more successful, really.
And if Nintendo as a whole is smart, because Zelda above all else, even above Mario now.
Yeah, I think so too, you know that?
Is Nintendo's big,
like,
big genre.
Yeah.
Not genre, but,
you know, the spokesperson, what's the name?
Anyway.
Their main dude, like, they're, oh, Jesus, God. Like, their
franchise.
Mascot. Okay, yeah, okay.
So we're using a different word.
Yeah, but still. Right? That's the one that I think of, too.
Yeah.
When I think of how fat Nintendo is, the first thing I think of is Zelda, not Mario.
Right.
You know? Now, but I understand why they want to, like, keep the kiddie market. Well, I call it the kiddie market, even though I still play a lot of these games, because they're fun, they're games, but, like, somebody has to protect the children. You know what I mean? Like, because if we left it up to Microsoft and left it up to Sony, you know, little 4-year-old Wolfie is going to be playing Manhunt. You know, and he's going to be playing Grand Theft Auto 4. True crime. They're going to be playing that because they don't care. Microsoft and Nintendo don't care. They're in it for the money. Clearly, flat out, they're in it for the money, which is my fundamental problem with both of them.
I will say that Nintendo does seem to be more into
it for the
games,
right? They're there
for the art. And
no, exactly, the art. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. They actually really do care. So I hate to say anything negative.
Why so few games can come out? Because they only
want
to
release crap. They release good stuff.
Right.
You know, they do. You're right. Unfortunately,
they're forced to release some crap so that they actually have titles.
And then stuff happens, like stuff gets dropped. Because, you know, like, what's that one game that everybody wanted so bad? Made by Capcom, I think. And it's cel-shaded when you're the, like, assassin or whatever. And it's supposed to be, like, this fat game. Killer 7.
Oh, yeah.
Killer 7. They just canceled it. Not enough GameCube selling. We're moving to PS2 or whatever. You know, and this is like coming as a big blow to some people because a lot of people were really, really excited about that game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what? Nintendo blew it for us. We're not selling enough, so we're going to change consoles. That sucks. You know, I mean, I really do think that Nintendo could... You know how sweet, sweet revenge it would be, too? I want them to. I want Nintendo to release the next console that just out of nowhere whoops everybody's ass, puts them in their place. I know they can't. I know they can't. They can still release the same games and still kick their ass.
I mean, they've been there before. Super Nintendo was the bomb. Super Nintendo was a... Oh.
It was. As much as I love my Genesis, it seemed like I spent more hours with that damn... Excuse yourself, Wolf. with the Super Nintendo. Final Fantasy III was a big part of that.
Super Nintendo, that's exactly. Super Nintendo had all the best RPGs.
They did.
That, to me, that's the golden years of RPGs.
Yeah, it was. That's what I think, too. Those were the ones I really enjoyed and cared about the characters and the story. You know what, the last big one that has done that for me, like this full-blown 3D bullshit, you know, with no story in like 20 hours of movies, that actually pulled it off was Xenosaga. That movie. Exactly.
Interactive movie.
Had me tripping. I am dying to play the rest of them. So bad.
There's like six of them.
You know, yeah, there's supposed to be six of them. You know, and I'm dying to play it. But like, Suikoden 3 was a great game. That was a great game. But it wasn't Xenosaga. Not by a long shot. You know what I mean? There was so much to do though. It was so cool. But you go to, let's see, I don't like Final Fantasies. I know that you logged many, many hours, and I just don't like them because they don't make me care about the characters like they used to.
The sad thing is that I didn't like 10 all that much, and I still logged them.
Still played 70 hours or whatever.
It pissed me the hell off when they got rid of the world map. Wait. I can't go explore.
No, yeah, it's in a tunnel.
It's in a tunnel.
Oh, this gives me all kinds of new ammunition. Oh, my goodness.
And X2 is the same way, only in X2, you're given a plane right off the bat, and you choose where you want to go. There's no exploration anymore.
I'm trying really hard to keep it together. I really am, man, because I really, really, really feel strongly about the current state of Square's roleplay. And then Final Fantasy XI aside, though, it's a totally different type of game.
Yeah.
They just happen to slap Final Fantasy on it because, well, hey, that's what they're known for.
It's a selling game.
You know, exactly. You know, I mean, that's just why it's called
that. Also very mad that they put 11 on it. It shouldn't be 11. It should be Final Fantasy Online.
Online. I thought so, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I really thought so. I need to, like, really try hard to not tear into Final Fantasy.
We should go to Square.
I'm too negative.
Let's go to Japan right now. We need to go talk to them.
Just knock it on their door. What is wrong with you guys? I didn't know that. I really thought it was like the same idea as the rest of them. I didn't know it was just like ultra-linear.
Yeah.
Oh, my good God.
No.
This pisses me off because, honest to God, Final Fantasy VI, hands down, I think was one of the best games I have ever played in my life. It's the only one I keep going back to playing. Like, every 2 years, I go back and play it, start to finish again. You know? It blows my mind. It's like... Oh, I don't understand it, but it's like, I don't know why, but it like really messes me up in the head when I'm playing it, because like I keep thinking about it. When I'm out at work, and I'm thinking about Final Fantasy VI, like when I'm playing it, you know, and it's like, I get to work, and I'm like, oh my god, I gotta save these people. You know, it's like, oh my god, so-and-so is dying, and you know, it's like, I get all screwed up in the head over it, you know, because I get so involved. But games today, you don't have that. It just seems like they try to tell a story, but you don't care anymore. Like, they don't make that connection where you should care so much, because they try to... You get all this beautiful graphics. You get some great music. You know.
You get to actually not have to read.
You know, yeah. Yeah. That was a big one, too. But, you know, it still doesn't bother me that much. But
no, but...
But you just... I don't get that connection, that feeling that I'm part of the story. You know, I don't know. Like, or at least even make you think. Like, the Xeno Saga, that game made me think. I mean, there's times where I'd be playing and I'm reading the story and all of a sudden I'll just space out and just, like, zen out on what they're saying for a minute. You know, just like, whoa.
Oh,
some of the stuff, I mean, I need to get screen caps of some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I need to get some screen captures from that because there were some scenes I would just die to watch over and over again and some backgrounds I think would be really cool, too. Damn, you gotta go back and finish that up, I swear to God. You gotta play that game.
Yeah, I did so many games. And then Final Fantasy.
I know.
Have to go back.
Dude, I can't stop playing this stupid Final Fantasy XI game. I can't believe it.
It's stupid, though.
I know, that's the problem. It doesn't suck. Which, because a company that I loved so much and made so many good games until 6-7. Like, 6 to me, hands down, is the best. 7, I didn't play the way through, so I can't say, but everybody said it's really good still, so I have to buy it. I have to say that it's probably a good game, and probably where they lost it. But everything after that has been total crap. Total crap. I've hated it. You know, and it seems like they lost their way. Come back, Square.
Yeah, the worst part of it...
I will welcome you with open arms.
The worst part of it is that 7 is when they became...
Ultra-mega-popular, yeah.
In this country.
Yeah, which, I mean... Twice as bad, I get upset about it. You know, it really bugs me. It really bothers me.
There you go. The general public is not true aficionados of video games.
They're not. You know, they're not. They're just whatever, like, is cool at the time and whatnot. But from my standpoint, you know, it's just like, man, that's not right. You know?
They should bring back sprites.
You know? I'm not even saying that. You know,
no,
I'm not.
I was actually pissed when I was playing Final Fantasy VII at first.
Mm.
I was like, they're not all the same height.
Yeah. What the hell is this? That's something else, too. I mean, it's just, you get really accustomed to some of this stuff, but let's just touch up on the Nintendo DS here. They want to do flash, they're thinking about flash card media rather than, like, their traditional ROM cartridge format.
Right.
This flash card thing, I think, is a bad idea for piracy. That'll get ripped open in a day. I really think it will. I mean, look at the N-Gage. That lasted a month. Right? And then all of a sudden, you can download every single game for it. Like in one pack. Not like you had to go look it. It was like, here it is, 30 megs, get them all.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay.
And then,
all right. You know? Yeah, they all suck aside, but the point is, you have it. You know, you have them.
Right.
A lot of people are into it for the collecting and the archiving of the game and whatnot, but I don't know. They're talking about that. Now, one of the things that we were talking about, you said that there was a whole lot better they could think of to do with the two monitors, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I thought of some cool stuff. What about, like, did you ever play a game called Sword of Vermilion on the Sega Genesis? It was a role-playing game where there was, on the bottom you had, like, stuff, like words and text and stats and people would talk to you and it would show up on the bottom. In the upper left-hand corner you would have, like, or maybe I'm tripping. Maybe it was like the bottom right-hand corner had that. And the left side was like the playing field, which when you were outside... Okay, the top right-hand corner was an overhead map. The bottom right-hand corner must have been stats. And then the whole left side of the screen was like... Well, when you were walking around the dungeon, it was like a first-person view.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you would fight something, it would go to like this three-quarters perspective. Now, what if you had... When you were holding your Nintendo... Trying to figure out which angle this thing would be held at... Say it's like this, okay, like a Game Boy Advance SP, so it flips open like this, and you got a screen here and a screen on the bottom. What if you had, just like the, this is how we got to talk about Crystal Chronicles in the first place, is I wanted to say this, was why don't they use just that idea? The game is on the top screen, and your gear and stats are on the bottom. That's not a half bad idea.
No, that's a great idea. To me, that right there is a much better use
than whatever
two screens than two different views of the same thing? What the heck are you going to use that?
Well, now, what about if you had...
Except for maybe puzzle games.
I was going to say, Bomberman would be fat to see first person and overhead. Because then you can keep an eye on what's going on in front of you and with the other players.
Yeah, not to mention that you with puzzle games and all those kind of things, you get all new dimensions to...
You could do something crazy with Tetris.
Yeah.
What about pinball? Pinball. You could have, like, a table. You could have, like... You know, two screens is one long table, though. I mean, it would kind of suck, but I bet we see one. I know there's somebody going to try.
All right.
It's going to happen. But I mean, I'm like, what about
I mean, certainly, especially with puzzle games and things like that, where that second perspective could be used to make things really cool and add new dimension to puzzle games. But I mean, things like what's that, Golden Sun?
Yeah.
Who the hell needs a second perspective of that?
You don't. Okay, but what about? But I'm sure that they wouldn't do that for that though.
Right.
I'm sure they would do stats and equipment. I hope they would do stats and equipment, because another perspective of that would suck. Because as it is, it sucks trying to see, because you can't tell what you can click on. It's hard to tell if you can step on things, if you can freeze them, and what all that garbage. Nobody would look at the first person view. Nobody would look at it. You know, I mean, there's got to be a reason for the second screen, which I'm having a real hard time with. Because stats and equipment and all that is one thing, but it doesn't bother me to pause the game and navigate a menu real quick. I'd prefer if the game was paused when I was doing it anyway. I don't want to be getting my ass kicked when I'm checking out my new armor.
You could throw a compass.
You could, okay. Okay.
You could throw,
That's a good idea.
Day-night cycle, like a moon cycle.
Yeah, all that little BS they tried to add with, what was it? Zelda had a lot of crap I didn't want. It seemed like there was all these little dials and gadgets and shit going on. I was like, whatever, just talk to me, dude, and you blow shit up. And it wasn't cool. It wasn't as cool as they made it out to be, but. What about,
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the whole water, since it was fine doing the water thing.
Yeah, that's, what about, I mean, it wouldn't be as cool, I suppose, as the rest of these ideas, but what if you were playing, say, Metroid, on, like, the main screen, the one you'd be looking at the most, like, right. A comfortable-to-see one, yet on the bottom, it would, like, play out every so often a cutscene. While you're playing, you could keep an eye on the mother brain. And you would see, like, all of a sudden, like, new orders would be laid out, and then, like, it would, like, the bottom, while you're trying to play and not die, you know, the bottom screen is showing you that, you know, more troops or the virus is spreading to different parts of the facility or whatever. That might be kind of neat. I don't know how you would pull it off, because a lot of people would want to pause the game and watch the video, but it would be more fun if you couldn't pause it. And that was the point, was that you were trying, like, do you watch it and get your ass kicked? Or do you keep yourself alive and not know what's coming up? Like, or here's a great idea. James Bond type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Security camera view. That might be kind of interesting. Like, if you could...
Splinter Cell or
something? Yes, I haven't really played that. So, but yeah, like, where you're, like, sneaking through something and you could, like, maybe jack yourself into the monitoring system and then you've got, like, the security camera views in the next room over. That might be kind of neat.
Yeah.
A rear view display on a race car game.
Yeah, so
these aren't bad ideas.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that bad. Huh. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. It's going to be really interesting to see what
happens.
Certainly
better than just a third and first person views.
Yeah. What the hell?
Which is the only use as read on any
they
site.
They keep mentioning.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a badass thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Two monitors so you can see the same thing.
From a different angle.
Yeah. What's the point of that? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it would help with something. I'm sure that there's something that they're, like a football game they're thinking of.
Yeah.
First person view and an overhead, maybe. But why would you do that when you're going to want to play overhead anyway so you can see what the other dudes are doing?
Yeah.
But why not have your plays on the bottom? You know, that would be cool.
That's what the connectivity for Madden 2004 is. The only connectivity thing that I have seen that be worth a damn to me.
Yeah. You can
Madden
plug your Game Boy in?
2004, you can plug your Game Boy device in it when you're playing against somebody else.
Oh, pick your plays.
Instead of somebody else being able to see which three plays.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they can guess. I mean, and all three plays are pretty close to each other.
Yeah.
It goes down in your Game Boy.
See, that's pretty cool, too. I like that idea, too. I'm intrigued about this Crystal Chronicles thing now. I'm really, like, tripping on this now. Like, what the hell are they thinking, and how well is this going to work? I wonder, and you know it's sold like crack in Japan, though, I'm sure.
Oh.
I'm sure that's not even a question.
Yeah, but who doesn't have it? I mean, Nintendo does pretty well over in Japan. Japan is what's keeping Nintendo alive.
Probably.
I don't know, all the Japanese are like Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so I mean, they're pretty big on the PlayStation. I mean, they're huge. They are, I think. I don't know.
A lot of RPGs.
But that was our little look into the future there. I was going to do PC stuff, but, I mean, we know where that's going. It's basic progression of the PC. We're going to see faster video cards, faster processors, and we're going to see games that are probably more of the same.
don't know.
I don't think we're in store for anything bad. I really don't.
I'm afraid PC is dying.
It sure feels like it, but you know what? We are kind of in the middle of the cycle, though. Like, we've got these fat consoles right now that are playing some fat games, and the poor PC is falling off. But wait until, like, Doom 3 comes out, and Half-Life 2 is going to change all that again. It's going to bring the PC at least more in the spotlight, I think. And
well, I hope so, but there's only three genres that are left on the PC. You got FPS, which is what Doom and is. You got RTS, like Warcraft and you have MMORPGs.
Yeah.
Nothing else is doing anything.
You don't have any kind of like you do not have something as cool as Panzer Dragoon on your PC. You do not
anymore.
No, you do not have like a fighting game. When the hell was the last time you played a fighting game on a computer? Right. Never. What did we play? What was that robot game?
One Must Fall.
One Must Fall, you know. And that was the last fighting game we played on the PC. What about sports games? I do not see 10 dudes sitting around a monitor. Never. They're sitting around their PlayStation.
Yep.
There's nothing, you know, except, granted, I like first-person shooters, sometimes. I like MMORPGs, once thus far. I like real-time strategy games, too. You know, I mean, it's just like, I do kind of go in cycles. Just I feel like playing something for 6 months, and that's what happens to me.
The thing is that the reason those three genres, haven't moved over to the consoles because they don't work as well.
There's no input that works the same.
Right.
You know, you cannot. Halo did a damn fine job with the controller there, but it's still with no controller and mouse. I mean, keyboard and mouse.
Right.
You know? What interesting times this is for games. So now it's our turn to play Final Fantasy XI. Why don't you go do something important, Wolf? You edit the show. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what?
Okay, bye.
Can't even finish a whole sentence before he's back on the screen. Thank you.
Home of Grace.